T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Great song. Actually, play that one instead.
Oh, my God.
That's a super, I've got wheels of polished steel.
Is that what you want?
Yep. Satan is my motor. Okay, you got. Oh, hold on, Scott. Let me turn you on here. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're out of control this morning. I really do blame Kathy and the sugar that she brought in. Scott Capurro is joining us here.
Hi.
Everything okay, Scott?
My chair's a bit low. I like being
poor
high.
Thing.
Well, go switch to that one.
Yeah,
and
get the other chair.
I'm confused. All right, I'll do that. All right.
Yeah, okay. Just here. We'll pull that right out of the way.
Yeah,
there
I'm doing Bryn's job right now because he's high on sugar as well. He has some brownies and lemon
bars. What's my
bars.
Job to adjust your chair?
Yeah,
that's
your job. That's your job. Comfortable seating.
Yeah, that's part of your. That's in your description. I think.
Am I supposed to hold your butt cheeks too as you sit down?
No, you do that anyway.
Gently settle them into the chair.
Yeah, I want to be.
Make sure it's soft enough for him. Put a key under there so the princess can feel it.
I'm fine. Now, I'm feeling bad about Oakland. I'm sorry. I needed to apologize for Oakland. Sorry about that.
Why?
I did a show there a set there at a club. I've done this before
last
in this
night.
Club. Yeah. And this guy, he brings me on. I go on. I do 15. And as he's shaking my hand as I'm leaving, which, you know, they do when you're leaving the stage, he said, You want to do more time? I said, no, I'm done. I go back and I read the board. I was meant to do a half hour.
Oh!
I know. And he's closing the show. I'm like, no, wait. I'm sorry. I messed up. And I went back on. It was so crunchy. It was so awkward. And the audience is like, oh, wait, you're doing more. No, you're, what? You're back? Anyway, I went back.
Encore.
Yay. We want more.
Oh, you dummy.
I know. Oh. I had to, though. If I had done 15 and not, and it had been a 20-minute set, but I did half my time. And the guy who produces the show said, you did this last time. I'm like, I know. I don't know why. It's because everyone else is doing 15-minute sets. And I just want to get back on the road and get home. Anyway, so.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I had a repaired table in my car.
Hold on. What? You just spent, because I follow you on Facebook, a wonderful week in New York.
Yes, I did.
Partying, sightseeing.
Seeing everything.
Top of the Rock.
Do you even give yourself a moment to enjoy pizza? Or are you just, I'm so bent on staying skinny that you
I hope
cannot.
You had a slice of New York pie.
Why would I? In New York, pizza, I saw some. It looks really nice. But you guys, I don't eat food like that. Are you out of your mind?
God.
Pizza's not a meal. It's not even a snack.
You're crazy.
It's flour with cheese on it. I don't eat either of those things.
Oh, they're the best thing.
You
really?
Won't even. Okay.
No, I. No.
Not right. Even a bite.
Hold on.
Well, maybe. It's, what? Yes.
Oh, I need to do the station.
But he was about to fat shame
us. We're trying to talk to him.
I think you guys all look great.
Guys, let me just get this out of the way because Yuzi's, I can feel her looking at me right now. Oh, a ball of steel. This is a great song. Cake and Ben Folds. I know.
Oh,
it's like the dream show. It's Friday the 13th, September 13th at Shoreline. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m., but we have a pair for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You can win tickets to Cake.
Wow.
And Ben Folds. Turn it up. To your house and a heart that can bring you red flowers. But under my hood is internal combustion power. Satan is my motor. Oh, my God. I am going to rock out so hard at this show. I'm going to make my kids dance. You know how everybody's got to be too cool.
Your kids love dancing with you, with their mom. They love dancing with their mom. They love it.
They don't, and I'm going to make them. But they will because they love these two bands, too. So Cake and Ben Folds, if you want tickets. Call right now, 800-400-3697. Brandon is answering the phones for Hooman today.
If they need an opener, let me know, right?
Oh, my God. What could possibly make the show better than that?
I know. Hosting it and bringing it on and talking about you guys in front of a live Cake audience.
Speaking of shows you're going to ruin.
What?
Tonight, you're in Fairfax at 19 Broadway.
But don't worry, I'm doing an hour. Plus!
Do an hour minus.
Yeah, okay. When it happened last night, I thought Sarah would like this, me doing less time.
Oh, my
time.
God. You're doing 15 minutes?
I know, instead of a half
incredible.
Hour going on and on. When I went back on, they were like, okay, go on. And then they got quieter. It was weird. They really liked me in the first 15. And then the second 15, I'm like,
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is this is better the first bit. Yeah, I chatted with them. And they're like, right. There's a lot of people on dates. So it's date night. Date night. The Spice Monkey. And those people in the front row.
Spice Monkey's the name of the place.
Yeah, it was great. Holding hands and dating and nighting and stuff. And I'm trying to like, you know, talk dirty, make fun of them. They're like, yeah, no, we're on a date. Can you not? Can you tone that down? Mm. Yeah, here we go.
You're also at Hot Monk
yes. In
Novato tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm at 19 Broadway tonight. I'm excited about both those shows. I'm in Marin for two nights in a row.
Yes.
It's great,
exciting.
Right?
And you're doing a show on 420. I mean, that's big.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
what a little pothead you are these days.
Yeah.
Why are you such a pothead now? I thought it was always your husband that was
a pothead. It's because your audience brings me weed, and it's a gift. I'm in the car driving home. It's a long drive. I just...
Don't say that.
No.
Don't drive
I don't.
I'm
weed. Just thinking about it all the way home is what I mean. Like, what a treat it is, you know, like Bren does all his treats and stuff. I think I'll get home.
Bren?
Yeah.
Bren.
thanks.
And I get all smoky. Woo! It tones me. It brings me down. Helps me sleep. You know, Sarah.
Does it get you hungry, though?
I do get a little bit hungry, but I never eat before I go to bed, so I'm okay. Yeah. I wake up and...
How else would he keep that svelte figure?
You guys, right. I don't...
He's so damn skinny.
I eat so much food.
If I couldn't eat pizza, I honestly wouldn't go to New York.
Really?
Dude, I am totally with you.
I'd be like, you know what?
Because I could smell it in the air.
I'm not going.
Yeah, I don't even want to eat at these fancy New York restaurants. Forget it. You know what? I'll meet you. I'm going to go down the corner.
I want to slice every couple blocks.
Yeah, just to keep me going for the next couple blocks.
Uh-huh.
It's a long block.
I didn't know they are the east to west. They are. No, we went to the UN and hung out at St. Patrick's, and you know, went to the top of the Rock and went on a helicopter ride. That
did
helicopter
ride. Scared
me so much. My hands were so wet. he was loving it, and you know, you go up.
Edson was loving it.
Oh yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, this will be fine. And then we're I don't know how high we are. He goes, we're gonna go higher. You feel like a feather. You feel so light. And he's moving the chopper. It's just Edson and I, just two of us in this tiny thing. He's moving it with like a little stick, a little bent stick. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
That he's operating this machine with. That's keeping us from falling into the, you know, Hudson River. It was so amazing and so terrifying. And I didn't want to say that because I thought for a half hour.
Did he go zoom through the buildings and stuff?
We didn't
too?
Zoom through the buildings. We went up over Staten Island, over New Jersey, and then around the Statue of Liberty a couple times, and then along up the east, up the Hudson River toward Chelsea and stuff, and then back and around. But we went right by all the new buildings they've built, you know, all 9/11 and stuff, mm-hmm. like right by. You can see the reflection of the helicopter in the glass as you're going by.
Mm.
It's that close. I didn't want to say, oh my God, like the whole time, because it's the thrill of a lifetime for my husband, you know? So
right.
I'm being like, oh yeah, it's great. Yeah, more. Okay,
do you get motion sickness at all?
I don't. I just was scared out of my mind. No. Mm-hmm. I've done it once before. I didn't think I would be. But I was in a bigger chopper before. This time was... Do they do that around San Francisco? Do they do
they
chopper?
Do. They do. Yeah.
You can get a chopper mm-hmm. ride.
There's
a
done
place
it?
Right near my house. I haven't done it.
You can do, like, especially along the wharf.
Yeah.
And then by my house, San Carlos Airport.
Wow.
You can do, they do planes and choppers as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, and actually, you know, I would think that New York would also be a beautiful place to go. Like, it's gorgeous here, and there's the bay, but there's, you know, the East River and the Hudson, and then the whole, and you can really see the way New York is laid out, too, how Manhattan is just
Madison Square Garden and all that.
You love New York? Is that your first time there, Edson?
Mm-hmm. First time.
So you guys just went there for a little mini vacation?
Yeah. Oh. And he just wanted to show me.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great.
That's what a good husband.
Yes. Did you guys,
he's so cute.
Did you guys go up to the top of the Empire State Building?
No, we did the top of the Rock instead.
Oh, why is that?
Because I like the top of the Rock because they assign you a time.
Oh.
And Empire, you have to wait all day in line if there's a lot of people.
Did you renew your vows while you were there? Or?
In our own way, we did. Yes.
Aww.
Yes, we did.
Was your hotel room
that, like, 10 hotel
by
sex?
10? The tiniest room ever where you have to turn sideways to get around the bed?
No, we had a huge room. We stayed up in Harlem. It was really nice. Yeah,
is that right?
Beautiful brownstone. It was beautiful.
Oh, you did like an Airbnb?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I bet it's Airbnb's changed everything, hasn't it?
I don't know. You know, I think it's difficult in New York. I've heard some horror stories about not about that company, but just rental accommodation. So we were lucky, I think, because it's so limited.
How
There's
much
so
did
many
it cost
squeezed
for the week?
In.
For the week, tell the truth.
For three nights.
Is that how long you stayed?
Yeah, it was $500.
Per night?
No, total.
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow. That is
so. What she was. You may think she was kidding, but I'm telling you right now, $500 gets you a closet.
Yeah, barely a closet.
You really don't even have room to bring your bags
and
in.
The room is massive and really, really beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, and we had a little kitchen in the cupboard.
Incredible.
And stuff. We were really like, and the weather was unbelievable the whole time we were there. It was like this.
Yeah,
sunny,
I saw you in your little skimpy outfits.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you. Yeah.
Whatever. New York.
Whatever.
No, just shorts and t-shirts because it was so warm. We were walking so much, you know. Oh. It was great. It was so great.
You were in your slut gear.
No.
Nice.
No. Shorts and
t-shirts. It did look like you were having such a good time.
Yes. And we had salads. We ate salads. We did that. And had yogurt. Mm-hmm. No, yogurt?
Not one?
No.
Not you either?
What?
Edson, you didn't have one slice of New York pie? You have any idea what you missed out on?
Oh, honey, we forgot.
It's the only reason.
It's the only
reason. I mean, it's not the only
go.
Reason, but really, you got to eat.
The pizza.
What?
It's the best pizza
in the world.
I
thought that was all a myth anyway.
No.
No? We forgot. Next time.
You forgot.
Next time. We're not all about, you know, we didn't have any fancy meals. We don't drink. We didn't do any of that. We didn't see a show either. I feel bad about that.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
I know. We were going to, and then it's just things got out of hand.
You can skip the show, but you can't skip the pie.
The really? See something on Broadway? Or even off Broadway?
I know. But they'll come to London. We'll see them there when we're on vacation in London. We'll all see them.
All right.
It was great. It was great. We were thinking about you guys the whole time and how much it would have been nice.
Well, it felt like you were, because, God, you were just crazy with the correspondence. You are maybe the best correspondent among all my friends. I get something from Scott pretty much every day.
Yeah,
and when he's on, when he's over,
like a text or an email,
whatever he's sends me zillions of pictures of Edson.
Not those kind.
No, close. He gets pretty damn close. I've seen Edson's butt.
Oh, that was sweet. Yeah, I sent you pictures. That was cute.
You sent pictures of his butt?
I think he probably has like kind of a wide group. He casts a wide net every day because he just needs someone to talk to him. Because he is so like
you're
rabid.
The only person. No.
No, stop it. When I actually answer him back, mm-hmm. which is not, because usually 5 or 6 things pile up and then I'm like, I better write back to Scott because he's going to think I'm ignoring him.
I can tell that
I write
happens.
Back and like almost before I hit send, I've got a reply. And he's like, I've got her. I'm going to grab her. I'm not letting her go. I was like, no, I just stopped by my phone for a minute. I can't. I have to leave.
Can it's you guys imagine how my life is?
Oh, really? Thought that, you know.
Your life's horrible.
We thought Scott was putting up with you, but it looks like you're putting up with Scott.
Yeah, honey, I sent you the recent landline phone bill, an email. Can you look at that, please? you're the only person I send photos to on email because everyone else WhatsApps, and it you know, from
WhatsApps.
Yeah.
What's up?
I use
WhatsApp
to send to send photos.
Is it WhatsApp or WhatsApp?
WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Well, you sent photos the other night.
Brand knows. Yeah, it's
Scott.
Brand knows from Game of Thrones.
It was for me and Sarah.
Yeah.
And I happened to be up at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this fool doing texting me at 1 in the morning?
I just thought you'd like it and see the next day. That's all. But
did you write him back, and then did he immediately write you back?
No, because I didn't want to start a conversation at 1 in the morning. Yeah. I couldn't go back to sleep, so that's why I was on my
sorry.
Phone.
I won't do it again.
No. I was already up.
All right.
And I had my phone, but I was thinking, that mother. But I didn't want to start a conversation.
But
it's funny how Scott is just, I'm surprised actually that you have not experienced this, like the just barrage of notes and photos.
Well, we follow each other on Facebook. We don't really email.
Oh.
Or text.
Oh.
Right. I have Facebook friends, and I have email friends and text friends, but you're the email friend I email most because you don't do modern conveniences.
I really don't.
iPhone.
And he's epic. Like, he doesn't just write, like, generally, if I shoot someone an email, hey, how you doing? You know, we should catch up soon.
Well, he's a writer. He wrote a book.
Yeah.
So,
he writes me. I should collect,
sure
he's written me an entire book in all our correspondence.
I'm sure it's very free flow for him.
It is.
Well, I'm just keeping you up to date.
Goes on and on. And bitches. First, he bitches about stuff. Then he's like, transfers into like his grateful period. Like, I'm so lucky to be with Edson. And here's a picture of, look at how cute he is.
Edson, by the way, is doing fantastic.
Yes.
I just had a chance to talk to him in the office.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Did you learn?
Well, I'm very impressed. He's doing well in school. Like, he's about to finish first year.
Let's hope, honey.
At the top of his class.
Wow.
He buckled down and did it.
Yeah.
And that's not every grown-up can go back to class.
I can't imagine it.
And focus.
Really impossible. Going through their schedule and being told what to do. He's got a lot of authority figures shaking their finger at him all day long. It's really hard.
He's doing good.
He must get off on that then.
Yeah, I couldn't.
He's really stepping up.
And school ain't free.
No, No, it's all costing everything.
So good for him.
But it's just money. You all right? Whatever.
Isn't I thought school was like way less though in England.
It's less there, but it's still money. And but it'll all come back.
Everyone pays £9,000 a year. Yes. Everyone. Every single student in the whole country.
That's it. No matter which college you go to, it's $9,000.
Exactly. That's a dig at you, Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
What are you studying?
International relations and law.
Wow. That sounds heavy.
Yeah, it
does. It's very unexpected. Will you retire
when he graduates?
You know, I've wondered if I'll ever retire. I think this is it till I drop dead. A friend of mine just died on stage last week.
What am I, nuts? You'll retire when your dad gives you your legacy.
Right. What? Yes. But no. My friend Ian Cognito was telling a joke.
I'm not familiar with that person, but I figured you would have known them.
Yeah, he was telling a joke on stage, and he went to sit down for a minute, and people thought it was part of the act, because he was very...
You want to believe it's part of the act, don't you?
Sure. Yeah, and he did different things all the time. He's a bit confrontational and dealt with the audience directly. And they thought, oh, this is part of that. And then he didn't get up. And then he sat there for about quite a while.
Was he talking?
No, he was dead. And then they went out.
Wait, so he just sat down and immediately died?
Had a massive heart attack and died.
Wow.
And he didn't go, you guys, I'm having a thing here. Could someone please call 911 and get me an aspirin?
No, he's English, so he would never say anything.
Stoic.
He just sat down and just, boink, that's it.
How old?
I think he was 60-something.
Oh. 60, was he heavy?
No.
Why would he? So it was just his genes?
Yeah, Yeah, I haven't been there. I haven't talked to anyone directly about it, so I'm not quite sure. But I feel bad. He's a couple of sons that were very nice. But yeah, I think that's the way. Luckily, right? If I go, it'll be that way, or in a yoga pose.
Oh, you mean luckily on stage? You want
I will
people
say that's quite the way to go.
Why not?
Better than wasting away in a hospital bed.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Like when
fast for sure, but not on stage. Oh, my goodness.
Doing what you love is not great.
Well, at least he was doing what he loved.
Everyone says that. Like, I want to really go out being attacked by a shark. No.
No, you don't.
No,
I don't.
No, see, that's a terrible way to die, period. I just think that, like, I think a heart attack is fast.
Yeah.
Especially if you're good with all your people. That's why you always got to be good with your people. Mm-hmm. Let them know how much you love them. You know, express your gratitude.
That's why
for them
I email
being in
all
life.
The time. Yes,
that is very sweet. Right? That's why I'm always emailing. I'm like, Scott will die soon. Scott will soon be dead, and I must email him back. So he knows that
exactly.
I feel good about him.
Yeah.
But to die quickly like that, and to do it on stage, that's like probably the thing he would have loved.
Yeah.
Just as a stage performer, to have that be his legend.
Mm. I have a question,
Vinny. Mm.
So, are you staying this current with your father? As he's, you know...
Looking after him and stuff, you mean?
Well, just emailing him with all the updates of your days.
Keeping up that... I was going to say he's actually in trouble because he hasn't gone to see his father.
No, I saw him.
Oh, you finally saw him after all these weeks of being here. You finally went and saw your father.
Yeah, I wanted Edson to be with me because Edson, he get along.
Is that poker time, right? That one
it was that day. Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. Well, your sister's working her ass off for her legacy, so I would think you would put in some time.
She,
she's gonna get more than you.
Well, she got a car, and
there's a lot more than a car at stake.
There is. Thank you. You're making I feel like I'm on a helicopter right
in his
now.
Ear.
No.
Isn't it funny that Scott's not here? Boy, he never comes to visit.
I'm actually seeing my sister tonight. I look forward
to it. He's back in town and hasn't visited.
No, I have. And we've been there. And I walk in the garage.
I mean, it was about a month between the time you got here and the time you visited.
It's about 3 weeks and 2 days. And my father hands me a glass and says, you're here, make me a drink. And and within about 10 minutes, we're all running circles around. Like, how's his temperature? Is he okay? He's got a big bruise on the back of his head. Like, Dad, what?
I don't know. I woke up and I had a big bump.
My
God, I know. Where's your nurse? Oh, well, she just left. I don't know. She's
and then he called the nurse. Nurse at home crying. I'm not going back.
I can't go back. I can't lift your dad. It's a legal thing. I'm like, what? She said, well, liability. I can't lift him. He's 6'3".
I said, Dad, what happened?
I just woke up on the floor.
What? And my another cousin is there, and he's just sitting in the chair smoking with my dad in the garage. I'm like, who's making this work? Is anyone off? Operating this properly.
Well, it's not you.
The machinery is falling apart.
To get over there.
So I would come in. Edson's cleaning the kitchen, cleaning. I find this huge empty bottle of Chivas whiskey on the huge
empty.
Plastic empty bottle. that I called my sister. Well, it was full a day and a half ago. Well, it's not now. And he's on his third pack in the garage. And he's fine. Nothing's wrong with him. That's the problem. Anyway, so I called the nurse back. She's like, well, I'd like to come back. And then she shows me all these texts that one of my family members sent her that were abusive. I know.
Oh, my God.
One of my family members is abusing my father's nurse via text, telling her what a terrible job she's doing. It's all this. I'm like, this is why.
So you blocked that person.
Well, I called her up and then, you know, talked to her. And
they can't block her.
Anyway.
No, the nurse blocks the.
Yeah, blocks
well,
the.
No, right. But she can't. But I mean, that's your job. You don't need to take that crap.
Yeah.
Shine that on.
And a good nurse like that is hard to find. Anyway, so she's back with my dad now. Instead of four, she's there 5 days a week. Thank God. I said, Dad, why isn't she here 5 days a week? Oh, you know, it's the money. It costs a lot of money. I'm like, you're loaded. Spend it, right? But some of my family members
Whoa.
Don't. Well,
are
I want
you
my...
really saying bite your tongue?
Well, no, that's what my that's what one of my that's what my sibling says. He's like, well, it's our money. I'm like, it's not our money because my father's still alive. Here he is.
Well, look at you being the reasonable.
Wow,
one.
I am.
Yoga
ask
class
my husband.
Has done wonders for you.
He checks his watch.
Honey, am I the reasonable one about this? Kind of.
Yeah, you are the cold one.
Cold?
Oh, that's
cold.
Totally different than reasonable.
No
what
feelings.
I know what,
no feelings.
Maybe we're having a language barrier.
No,
thing
I, no, I think
right
cold
now.
Means something different in Brazil. I think what what he's trying to say is I play by the law and the rule, and I want it fair for everyone, including my father. And it's still his money; he can do what he wants with it.
Right.
By the way,
he
everyone.
Can give it all away to charity.
He can.
So you guys better be on your best behavior.
Well, yeah. Or he could burn it down with one of his cigarettes. Something could happen that you know, anything could
burn
happen.
Burn it down? You mean the house he's
the house,
living in?
Yeah.
The house
so,
is made
oh,
of money.
Is that part
so
of the money?
Bailed $100 bills.
Well, he's Italian, so there's money in there. But anyway, yes.
Oh, you better tear
smart.
That place apart.
You're talking
apart.
Into a microphone,
oh,
you wingnut.
There's not 50 grand under his bed, you guys. Don't go search. Anyway, so 50, I'm like, 50 grand? Dad, why do you need that much? Well, you don't know. I mean, hospitals are expensive. I said, but Dad, you have your credit card. Every time I go to check him into the hospital, the nurse asks for his credit card number because it's Kaiser, and he, it's 435. Dad, don't yell out. There's 50 people in here. Anyway, he's like that a little bit. You know, he's 83.
Sure.
And money's never meant that
and
much
drunk,
to him.
And it sounds like.
And a little bit tipsy. Since you're here. And he really likes Edson. So I come out of the garage, they're talking about sports. It's really sweet. You
that's
know,
nice.
And yeah, I'm
and the garage is where
lunch.
The smoking happens.
I don't spend much time out there, yeah, because there's a lot
that's
of
that's what I used
smoke.
To do. I loved
yeah.
it.
Oh my
really?
God.
I just stay in the garage.
In the garage with the garage door open and rain.
Like I used to go
outside.
Out there to
so
smoke
that.
And then go back in, and then I realized I don't even want to be in there.
Yeah, my father
did. Yeah. Here and smoke.
Why would
yeah.
I go back in?
Total waste of time to travel back and forth.
I
all
said,
right, listen.
And I said, Dad, get up from your chair. Oh, I can't really. I really like it. I can't get out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's comfortable.
So he's happy where he's at.
Yeah.
Hey.
He has a walker. I know.
Oh.
And when I took him to his bed, I had to lift his swollen feet up into the bed. He can't even lift his legs up.
Well, he's old.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm trying to avoid
Scott.
By saying fit. That's what I'm trying to
well,
avoid.
Well, then you'll be able to move in
aren't we
with
all?
Your
that's
dad
what...
and be able to lift him.
No,
that's
I'm
great.
Just
that's very kind of
well,
you.
Well, I think so many people thought, I think, I can't be sure. I always felt guilty smoking
yeah.
and even drinking, even though it never stopped me or it didn't stop me for a while anyway. But I think that most people go, hey, it's going to take me out. I don't have to be old and decrepit.
They're trying to avoid that?
I think they're trying to avoid the old decrepit, and then they find themselves old and decrepit.
Right.
And smoking and drinking.
Yeah.
I think that stuff actually keeps you alive.
Maybe.
Some
like
weird,
he's
bizarre
winning.
Universe.
Yeah, he is winning.
How do you smoke your whole life and not have the problems that you hear about?
I know. All day, too.
Your mom, too.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Does she still smoke?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
A lot. They smoke. They drink.
Well, your dad doesn't. Did your dad go back to cigarettes?
No.
Oh. Like, he quit when he was young, right?
He quit when he was 40 years old and never went and lived with a smoker.
Amazing.
I know, it was amazing. Scott, you're at 19 Broadway tonight.
I am. Thank you. See you there.
Fairfax.
Nice to see you.
Great job.
Great birthday party. Really fun.
I had a
it
blast.
Was so
and
fun.
Thank you so much for coming.
You seemed nervous.
I was
well,
very lucky.
I love how you guys, because you guys said you wanted him roasted. I'm like, okay, I'll roast him. And then I started, and I felt like, oh, I didn't take it far enough. And then I did
but
tell...
But you know what? I think what happened was he went, man, he really is fat now.
Though. No.
It used to be.
No.
It used to be a funny joke, but
yeah.
now he is
but now
a
he's
lard ass.
Now you're Orca.
Yes.
And
stop
I was, no, I'm worried about you. But then I told that,
I'm
that joke.
I'm worried about me, too.
I told that joke about divorce, and you guys booed me so loud that I couldn't continue. I was going to tell more. I was going to... You booed me for like
a minute. I don't remember
booed
the divorce
me off the
thing.
Air. You were so
loud. Oh my God, did we
loud.
Run that? Did no, we play didn't. That thing where it was like, oh no.
Yes, that was it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a running joke on the show. That's just a running joke. So what was the divorce joke? I forget it.
All I said was, you know, no matter what happens, I'm here for you in 10 years when you dump her. And you guys went, so I said, because you're pretty, I didn't even finish the bit, which was, you know, you're developing your escape right now. I can tell. It was just a couple more jokes. Yeah.
Funny. But, no. That's just a running bit on
hey, that. Hey, 408 real quick says, good morning. I sat briefly with Edson and Scott during Vinny's birthday show. They are so nice. And yes. Edson is so talkative and funny. Sweet couple who bickered over cupcakes.
We did.
Aww. You guys were bickering over cupcakes.
Not really. I just had a bite. It was too early for me for sugar. But it was good. They were good. That cake was delicious.
Oh, I know.
You had
beautiful.
A bite of a cupcake, uh-huh. But you won't take a bite of pizza in
well,
New York?
Well, I would have, if you were there.
Oh, I would have talked to you. I would have chained you to a pizza stand. Yes, I'd be like, I'll be back for you later when I'm hungry for another slice.
We just weren't thinking pizza. I forgot that pizza was a New York thing. I just, oh we had God. So much
How
to
do.
You
forget that?
Because I wanted to see the mid-century style furniture at MoMA. That's why. And I wanted.
Oh.
What?
Of course. Look, okay, guys.
I want to see Starry Night.
No, what is wrong with you?
Tonight, we had to walk by the Guggenheim.
You shut up
what?
For 1 minute.
Furniture?
Yes, the mid-century.
Yeah, oh my God, we're so
at
late.
MoMA.
We are ridiculous.
Oh God, but you guys, we
Scott,
have to go. Seriously.
You're in Fairfax
Sarah?
Tonight at uh-huh. 19 Broadway.
I'll email
you're
you.
You're at the Hot Monk. I know.
Yeah.
You're
Fairfax
at the Hot Monk tomorrow night in Novato.
Yes.
And always online at scottcaparo.com.
We went and saw the Hudson Yard, too, the new buildings.
Okay.
It was gorgeous. Oh, what?
Hit the road, Jack.
Okay, bye.
Don't you come back.
Bye.
No more, no
pizza
more,
later.
No
pizza.
Two slices and two Cokes. It's so easy.
Coke. You had Coke?
Here we
You're-
go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I started and I felt like, oh, I didn't take it far enough. And then I did
but
tell...
You know what? I think what happened was he went, man, he really is fat now.
Though. No.
It used to be.
No.
It used to be a funny joke, but
yeah.
Now he is
but now
a
he's
lard ass.
Now you're Orca.
Yes.
And
stop
I'm worried about you. But then I told that joke.
I'm worried
joke.
About me, too.
I told that joke about divorce, and you guys booed me so loud that I couldn't continue. I was going to tell more. I was going to... You booed
we
me
didn't
for like,
boo you.
For
I don't
like
even,
a minute.
I don't remember.
Booed
the
me off the
thing.
Air. You were
oh my
so
God, did we run that?
No,
did we play
didn't.
That thing where it was like, oh no.
Yes,
rah,
that was it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a running joke on the show. That's just a running joke. So what was the divorce joke? I forget it.
All I said was, you know, no matter what happens, I'm here for you in 10 years when you dump her. And you guys went, so I said, because you're pretty, I didn't even finish the bit, which was, you know, you're developing your escape right now. I can tell. It was just a couple more jokes. Yeah.
Funny. But, no, come on. Come on, Sean. We're here. This is birthday. You got to go. That's just a running bit on
hey, 408 real quick says, good morning. I sat briefly with Edson and Scott during Vinny's birthday show. They are so nice. And
yes.
Edson is so talkative and funny. Sweet couple who bickered over cupcakes.
We did.
Aww. You guys were bickering over cupcakes.
Not really. I just had a bite. It was too early for me for sugar. But it was good. They were good. That cake was delicious.
Oh, I know.
You had
beautiful.
A bite of a cupcake, uh-huh. But you won't take a bite of pizza
well,
in New York?
Well, I would have, if you were there.
Oh, I would have talked to you. I would have chained you to a pizza stand. Yes, I'd be like, I'll be back for you later when I'm hungry for another slice.
We just weren't thinking pizza. I forgot that pizza was a New York thing. I just,
oh
we had
God.
So much
How
to
do.
Do
you forget that?
Because I wanted to see the mid-century style furniture at MoMA. That's why. And I wanted.
Oh.
What?
Of course. Look, okay, guys.
I want to see Starry Night.
What is wrong with you?
We had to walk by the Guggenheim.
You shut up
what?
For 1 minute.
Furniture?
Yes, the mid-century.
Yeah, oh my God, we're so late.
MoMA.
We are ridiculous.
Oh God, with you guys.
Scott,
we have to go. Seriously.
You're in Fairfax
Sarah?
Tonight at uh-huh. 19 Broadway.
I'll email
you're
you.
At the Hot Monk. I know.
Yeah.
You're at the Hot Monk tomorrow night.
Yay!
in Novato.
Yes.
And always online at scottcaparo.com.
We went and saw the Hudson Yard, too, the new buildings. Okay. It was gorgeous. Oh,
what? Hit the road, Jack.
Okay, bye.
Don't you come back. Bye. No more, Scott.
Pizza later. No pizza.
Two slices. Two Cokes. It's so easy.
Coke. You had three Coke?
Here we go.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.